All right, if someone owns 500 acres, you might say that's how much land? He owns a what? Instead of
500 acres?
Uh-huh, all right.
I believe 500 acres is a half of them. You know, we just doesn't get out west. We know what that is, but here we just call it a farm.
Would you ever say he owns a good deal of land, or right smart, or what would you say? If he owns a lot of land.
Yeah, we say he owns, and of course that's misleading because 202 and a half acres is supposed to be a lot of land. That's measured, you know, I'm not 202 and a half acres going through here. Yeah, we'd say he owns lots of land, lots of land.
All right, now then, what are some of the exclamations of surprise that you hear? Exclamations of surprise. When?
Oh, wow. How do you do?
All right. What about when you get impatient?
Well, oh, hell.
All right. All right. When something shocking is reported, perhaps attributed to you, you might show a kind of polite resentment by saying, "Why, what?"
You mean to say to deny it?
Well,
say
somebody.
Say it's not true, and nuts, shucks.
Okay.
You know, if it's something that's absurd and of course, some people say the idea. I never used such an expression in my life when I was confronted with some false accusation or something. I used a little bit stronger term than that. I guess it's to my credit that I did, but that's a fact about it.
All right. Now, what do you say on the 25th of December when you meet somebody?
Santa Claus, what did I say?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, here you are.
Right. Now, what might you say to someone who comes in?
Happy Merry Christmas.
All right, and then on a week later?
Happy New Year.
All right. Now, if you made a purchase, and at Christmas time, you know, we have to pay extra for this. When we make purchases and we go and stand in lines to get our packages, what?
Get what?
You know, when we buy our packages at Christmas.
Yeah, you have a Christmas wreath.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Now, you might admire something and not have enough money to buy it. What would you say about that thing? It what?
You're out of my class.
Okay.
Beyond me.
Okay. Now, if you haven't any money, you might go to
if
the
I
bank.
If I haven't any money.
If you have not any, yeah, right. You might go to the bank to do what?
To borrow some money, okay. Make a loan, sign a note.
All right. Now, when the banker is refusing a loan, he's gently refusing a loan, he might say that money is what nowadays?
Scared.
Okay. Now then, if a boy puts his head on the ground and kicks up his feet and goes over, he turns a what?
Somersault.
Okay. Now
we called it somersault.
All right, now then, when you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present, and they say it's for what?
Well, just appreciation for our trading with them,
okay.
Token of appreciation.
Uh-huh.
Do they still do that?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
The word they have down here, or a bonus, or something like that, and I'm not familiar with that. I think they do it anymore.
We don't use that in Georgia.
Right.